Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
And so on, thank you for coming into our service with us today. The Lord's laid some things on my heart, and I'm going to be preaching the message. The title of the message today is, What is Love? That's what I'm going to be preaching about. I'm going to do a little preaching and Bible study. I can't get you here for Bible study, so I'll just have Bible study this morning. A little bit of line preaching, and most of the time the Bible study turns into preaching anyhow, so we'll have a little of it together today. But I got some things that I want to share out of the Word of God. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Word of God uses the word charity real often. And the word charity means love. And a lot of times we get in our mind when somebody says charity, we think that we're getting ready to take up a love offering or to give somebody some monetary type gift of some type. But charity is love, and God is love, and God is light. And the Word says, in Him is no darkness at all. He wants to be loved. He wants us to love Him, and He wants us to love one another. Amen. And I'm going to be preaching about the love and the care today, and hopefully this will be an encouragement to someone. I'm not here to straighten anybody out, because I think we've got the lovingest bunch of people that I've ever been around here at our church. Amen, and I appreciate them. But sometimes we need a little instruction, because sometimes our love gets kind of bent in the wrong direction sometimes, and we get our priorities confused sometimes, and misunderstandings about what real love is and what real love will cause in our lives. Amen. When we've got love, there's some benefits to love, and there's some changes that comes into our life when we really have love like we need to. Amen. I hope that when I get done today, we can all love each other better and love the Lord more. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 says, Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I'm nothing. For though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. John chapter 15, starting at verse 9. And as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you this day for this opportunity, Lord, to come and proclaim the mighty gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help me to preach today, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And Father, touch and prepare the hearts of everyone here in the house of the Lord and all that's watching by TV, Lord, and listening by live streaming, Lord, and radio from wherever around the world. I pray, oh God, that Father, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. And Father, touch the hearts of your people. Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done, and I praise you for what you're about to do. And Father, asking you, Lord, to use me today. And Father God, Lord, touch those that are lost and those that are backslidden. And Father, touch those, Lord, that have got their priorities mixed up. And Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, to give clarity, Lord, to those, Lord, Father, that's feeling confused, Lord. I pray, Father, Lord, to touch each and every one of us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be found, God, in your will. That, Father, Lord, that we can serve you, Lord, Father, with freedom and with joy. Asking you, Lord, for the anointing, for without that anointing, all that's said and done, Father, would be void and it would be in vain. But through your anointing, I know, Father, that you can touch the hearts of all that are here and all that are joining us through social media. Father, we praise you and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate you standing in reference to the reading of God's Word. What is love? Now, we notice here in John chapter 15, I get tore up every time that I read this, where Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he called us his friends. And he's commanded us to love one another. And, you know, Paul was teaching here to the church in Corinth and explaining what love really is. It's so easy to say those words, I love you, but do we really love that person? Or have we just kind of mimicked what we heard somebody else say to us, and because temporarily, for a few minutes, we're not mad at that person, so we tell them that we love them. And for a few minutes, that person's not got under our skin. Y'all ever seen anybody get under your skin? Oh, there's some I know's anointed to get under people's skin. They've got the gift of harassment. They've got the gift of, they could be, working for Maytag. They're an agitator. There's no doubt about that. Amen. But I'm thankful that if we got real love, it goes beyond that agitation. It goes beyond, amen, those things. And Paul was trying to let the church understand more about love. We so use that word just so easily. And you know, sometimes it becomes cheap, because we don't know the cost that's behind that. When Jesus came and he said that he loved us, he died on the cross after being beaten with a cat of nine tails and the blood gushing out of his body and hunks of flesh being pulled out of his body. Then what he said meant something, because he said he loved us, and then he took the most cruel and the most indecent type of crucifixion that or death penalty that anybody could ever serve in order to show how much he really loved us. And it hurt the Father so much that when he was on the cross, darkness covered the entire land as the Father turned his head for just a moment in sorrow as the Savior bled and died on the cross to set us free from our sins. And then we openly and willingly sin and break his heart. Do we love him? We say, Lord, I sure do love you. And we can't get out of church, get out of the bed, go to church. Amen. And some of you says, oh, I love the Lord and I sure love my church. Well, I hope that you do, but your action says that you don't. When you don't pay your tithes like you ought to, I know you're going to love your pastor something awful when I get done today. I hope that you don't bruise me for hugging and loving on me when I get done today. Amen. But you don't pay your tithes and you don't come half the time. And we come and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I love Jesus. I ain't going to go to church half the time. I ain't going to pay my tithes. I ain't going to speak to some of the people. I ain't going to work, have anything done with the church or any type of involvement. But, oh, how I love Jesus. See how easy it is, amen, to say that I love you. And sometimes, amen, we want to tell our children, honey, I sure do love you, and then we don't correct them when they do wrong. And then we really don't love them when we don't give them correction. I'm not talking about beating them up. I'm talking about giving them a little bit of a spanking, amen, or taking something away from them and let them know that you're displeased and that there's consequences for doing things that's not right. And you know what? Right here in America today, there's a lot of people that has never understood or even heard the word no. And then when they get into public and people says no because they've not been trained at home, they throw a temper tantrum. They throw a fit because they never heard that before. They don't understand in the English language that the word no means you can't do that. But they got this mindset that I'm going to do whatever I want to. But see, love goes a lot deeper than that. Love will cause us, amen, to have responsibilities in our lives. It will cause us to sacrifice for the needs of the kingdom of God and to sacrifice, amen, for someone else. We've got in such a selfish, self-centered society today. Did you know that a lot of places people don't even pull over when they see a funeral procession? They just keep going right on. I was going through town in Glasgow one day this last week, and here came an ambulance, and everybody except one person stopped and right in a green light. And they didn't, nobody make no turns or anything. They wanted to give the ambulance a free rein to come through around everybody and to go on around to go and take that person to the hospital because their life was being threatened. All except for one person. I don't know if you're here this morning or watching on television, but I hope the Lord spanks you over that. They decided they was going to turn anyhow. So here they started turning, and the ambulance had to stop and honk his horn with all those sirens and lights flashing. And finally the dummy, oh, did I say that? Backed up, amen, and let the ambulance come on through. And I thought, if that's not the most ridiculous thing, because we in society we've got so selfish that we think where I'm going is more important than where you're going. And what I've got to do is more important than what you've got to do. And I've got here first. You just wait in line. When was the last time you saw somebody open a door for somebody and let them come in? Nowadays, they just grab the door and let it smack right back in your face. Amen. Used to, you see people stop and help somebody that was elderly, you know. If they drop something, run and pick it up and hand it to them. You don't see that much anymore. Say, well, I hate your luck. I'm going to McDonald's. I've got a Big Mac and an order of fries and a Coke on my mind, and you just do the best you can. That's where we're at. So there's not much love there, at least not like it needs to be. The Lord gave us the greatest illustration of love that humanity has ever heard of, nor will you ever experience any other love any greater than what Jesus did. And he died for a lost world. He died, amen, so that sinners that could not pay their own debt would have their debt paid for. Thank God for that. Thankful that he paid a debt that I could not pay. Amen. I praise the Lord for that. So he gave the great illustration of love. And then he gave us commandments. As I've obeyed my Father's commandment, now you keep my commandments. Now, Jesus' commandments is this: love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy strength. And the second one is likened unto the first: love thy neighbor as thyself. He said all the laws and all the prophets hangs on these two. Listen, friend, you don't worry about the Ten Commandments. If you can follow the first two, amen, or the two that Jesus brought forward, the ten will be a breeze. When we love God with everything within us, we're going to do what we're supposed to do. And when we love our brother as our neighbor as we love ourselves, or our brother as we love ourselves, we're going to do good to our brother and do good to our sister. So love, amen, goes very deep. Love is the strongest force that there is in the universe. It trumps everything else. Nothing to do with the president. Amen. It trumps everything else. It overwhelms everything. Amen. Hatred is obliterated when love comes on the scene. Darkness, amen, is absolutely took out of existence. Amen. When light comes on the scene, we are the children of light. How do we spread our light and let our light shine? By the clothes we wear? I think not. By the way that we smile. Listen, anybody can smile for a few minutes at church. Amen. They get that possum religion. They grin when they get to church. Amen. But when they get home or wherever else, they got that old sourpuss look. They look like they've been sucking on green persimmons for a little while. Any of y'all ever ate any green persimmons? Try you one. Amen. I don't think you're going to like it. It'll make you pucker not to kiss, but to go get some water. Amen. So anyhow, but we need to have the love, and love, amen, goes a long ways. You can take someone that's lost their way and show them charity, show them love, and it will help them. It will give them encouragement. It will cause them to see a need, amen, to live and to press forward. I was thinking about this the other day as the Lord was showing me that he wants to be loved just like we We need to be loved. Now, everybody here today, under the sound of my voice, and everybody on television and radio and wherever you're listening to this from, whatever country that you're in, you want to experience love. Everybody wants love. God's put that in us for us to desire to feel love and want love and want to be appreciated. And the Lord is the same way. He wants us to love Him. We love Him by keeping His commandments, so He said in the Word of God. We love Him, amen, by serving others, by being kind, amen, to other people. I tell you what, there's some people today, they're not kind to anybody. They can't even say good morning to someone. They'll say, what's good about him? It's not a good morning. I've had a bad morning. Well, listen, every morning's good if you woke up not in a casket, not in a hospital, in traction, looking up after having a stroke or being in an accident and you can't move your body. You've got so much to be thankful for. But the enemy wants to come, amen, and give us a bad day so that we can take that bad day just like mustard on a piece of bread with a knife and spread it over to everybody else. Amen. We don't need to spread that over to others. We need to have that love. And what we need to do is pray for more love. If we've got love, God will give us tolerance. Amen. If you love your wife, you'll tolerate her. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. You'll tolerate her mother-in-law or your mother-in-law, her mother. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen. You'll tolerate, amen, her dad or his dad. Amen. You'll have, if you've really got love, it causes us to tolerate. You might not like the way that they do. You may not appreciate their actions. You may think, amen, that their elevator don't go all the way to the top floor. But it gives us tolerance, amen, to treat that person good and to be kind to that person. Every human being deserves to receive kindness. Amen. How in the world can we judge someone else and put them down and treat them bad and expect the Lord to be good to us? We want to talk to others like they're a dog or like they don't have any value at all to humanity or to you. And won't God just to pour His blessings on us, just rain down showers of blessings? Amen. You want the Lord to just fill your checking account up to where the bank president says you've got more than FDIC is going to cover. You know, I hate for you to do it, but you need to take a few hundred thousand to another bank. We'd like for the Lord to give us such good health that you never have a headache, you never have a runny nose, you never have any type of a body pain whatsoever. We want those showers of blessings coming from God. We'd like to feel the Spirit of the Lord upon us, the love of God overwhelming us. You know what it's like when God blesses you and the Holy Ghost moves, amen, just like a rain coming in sheets when the wind's blowing it. Just saturate us. We want that. Then we turn and have an attitude with the doctor or have an attitude with the wife or the attitude with the husband or an attitude with the children. Amen. The children, you know, they need to have love also. They need to be corrected, but they also need to be loved. They need both. They need love and correction. God's going to give you correction if you're His child, but He's going to give you love. Greater love hath no man than this, that he didn't lay down his life for his friends. We should be willing to help one another. Amen. Love causes a lot of things, amen, to come in to contact and to be generated. Amen. When there's deadness and voidness in our life, when love comes into our heart and God gives us a power through that love to appreciate and to treat others good. Let's go back into verse number 4. It says, charity, which is love, suffereth long. Ooh, most of people's patience is less than an eighth of an inch. Amen. Some's shorter than 16th of an inch. They don't have any patience at all. Love suffereth for a long time. Puts up But that husband you can't get to come to church. That wife that you can't get to come to church. That wife that you can't get to cook. Testing 1, 2, 3. Amen. See, love causes you to endure bologna sandwiches. Love causes you to endure burned cornbread. Love causes you, amen, to endure dirty boots coming into the floor that you just got through mopping. Oh, yeah, it may make your blood pressure go up, amen, a few points for just a minute. And if you've got a hump in your back, it'll cause it to rise. You seen them cats? Just like that when they get mad. Amen. We got a few around here. I've seen a hump a time or two come up in. Amen. When, you know, that love is not as strong. Amen. It's what it needs to be. Amen. In our lives. So love causes us to tolerate. I know you think, Brother Jimmy, I'll never think of love the same anymore. You want what I get on. Amen. We have to tolerate, love one another, appreciate each other, put up with things. Amen. Listen, we're in a world that's not perfect. Everybody's not going to see everything exactly the same. Everybody's not going to always agree on everything. One person may have a viewpoint this way, and another person a viewpoint coming from this direction. It doesn't necessarily mean that either one of those are wrong. It's just a different perspective. And when you've got love, you can meet in the middle and come out okay. Amen. It's when we got a mind that is set, that everything is a one-way street, and everybody ought to be feeling what I'm feeling, and everybody ought to be thinking exactly the same way I think, and I'm mad at the whole world because they got a different opinion of me or a different opinion I've got. Testing 1, 2, 3. That's why a lot of people are so sour. That's why a lot of people are so stressed out. It's because, you know, they can't, share this planet with anybody else. I see people like that when they're driving. Or I see them when they get to a store. Sometimes I have to go down 3 different aisles at Walmart before I can get through and backtrack because you got 2 standing in the aisle and you can't get through to get to the baking powder or whatever it is. I just made that up. Whatever it is that you're getting. And you have to go around, and you have to go down 2 more aisles just to get to the bottom, and when you get there, they've already moved. Amen. Because we get, you don't think that there's nobody else here. I'll just pull up and talk to Aunt Gladys because there's nobody else in the store anyhow but me and her.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.